Pretty Malik's gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
Give us it, pretty.
Okay, Kanye West is back to his Instagram rants. Remember, he used to do this a lot, but he kind of like chilled out for a bit.
Yeah.
He's back at it.
Uh-oh.
This time, he decided to take aim at Drake, Kim Kardashian, Hailey Bieber, and Adidas in his latest Instagram rant.
Oh, no.
He said that he even hated the children of anyone who worked at Adidas.
Oh, dear.
If you go to school with kids whose parents work at Adidas, I hate you. That's what he said. Then he went on and said, just know they tried to destroy me. And here we are with the number one song in the world. His song went number one on the Billboard chart.
Mm.
And he said, and I hate everybody at the fashion houses that sided with Gabby and Hailey Bieber. He went on to say the same thing about Drake. Fans are really confused because they're like, I don't understand what Hailey Bieber has to do with this whole conversation.
Yeah.
You're obviously mad at Drake. You're mad at Adidas because Adidas dropped you. You're mad at Kim Kardashian.
Leave Hailey alone.
I don't know why he's mad at Hailey Bieber. Who knows? Zayn Malik has caused an internet storm, as I like to say. So he crashed the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. While Jimmy Fallon was doing his opening, Zayn Malik walks out with like a coffee cup in his hand, does not say a word, hands over a note to Jimmy, walks off, no interview, no performance, nothing.
Right.
Like literally just silent and walked off set, and that's it. That was his appearance on Jimmy Fallon. This is what the note said. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
This is what the note said. Okay, where is it? Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Zayn Jimmy Fallon, yeah? Okay, here we go. Press play.
Jimmy, look to your right for my album. My new single, What I Am, is out this Friday off my upcoming album, Room Under the Stairs, available May 17th. Hope you'll check it out. I will. Zayn, everybody. That's it.
Yeah.
So he's dropping a brand new album that comes out on May 17th. And yes, he has dropped a brand new single. It has literally just been released 2 minutes ago. Here it is, Zayn Malik, What I Am.
Am I crazy? Playing these games with you. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you the flying, would you say that you love
me? What do you think?
I think it sounds exactly like a singer from the UK called Paolo Nutini from Scotland. He's from.
Okay.
Sounds very like sort of Paolo Nutini. Here's some Paolo Nutini. Listen to this. Let me fast forward it a bit.
Oh my gosh, it's the same.
It does, doesn't it? Sound like Paolo Nutini, right?
Yeah.
His voice is very similar.
Very similar type of song as well. I think Zayn has one of the most beautiful voices.
I think his voice was the best in One Direction.
100, sure. Like just a beautiful, like that raspy voice, that old school kind of voice.
He's got a lot of pain in his voice, doesn't he?
Yeah, so I'm really excited and looking forward to his new album that drops on May 17th and having the single on repeat.
Nice.
And finally, everyone's talking about it.
What is it?
It happens in LA. NSYNC reunited on stage. So Justin Timberlake is dropping his brand new album today. It's called Everything I Thought I Was. And he was doing a show in LA to promote it. So he's performing, right?
Yeah.
And he's got this curtain behind him. All of a sudden, the curtain drops and out come the boys of NSYNC.
Absolutely crazy.
So cool. So they obviously performed their old school hits. So we had Bye Bye Bye.
Right.
Have a listen.
Bye Bye Bye. Oh, I love that.
Baby, come on.
Now, they didn't do the dance moves to the song.
Well, I'm glad they didn't do the dance moves because, like, they're probably over 40. You know what I mean?
Who cares about that? You gotta do dance moves. They also did It's Gonna Be Me.
Recorded on someone's Nokia from the back of the room there.
And the cool thing about this is for NSYNC fans, now Justin's album drops today, and yes, NSYNC have a brand new song on the album. It's called Paradise. Here is a snippet.
I've been waiting forever, right here for this moment.
fantastic song.
You like it?
I think it's so suitable for them. Come
yeah.
on back, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
as
yeah,
a
yeah.
boy band, like from the 90s or noughties. Sounds good.
Yep, so the album drops today. Who knows, maybe NSYNC will be making some surprise appearances during JT's tour as well.
Okay. If someone said to you, pretty, got some tickets to NSYNC.
I'd go see it.
You go and see them?
Yeah, because I think I have to give them the respect that they deserve. They were an amazing group who accomplished amazing things.
They were.
Are they better than the Backstreet Boys? No chance.
They are.
However, they're a good group that I would like to see. I don't know as many songs as everyone else, but I would definitely go see them. If you want to see the video, by the way, of the surprise performances, it'll be up on Chris Fade Show.
I mean, you just only have to look at Justin Timberlake and his solo career to see how much better NSYNC were than the Backstreet Boys. Because, like, let's look at the Backstreet Boys. Which one of them
Wait, you just contradicted yourself.
Why?
How can NSYNC be better when you're saying Justin Timberlake had a better solo career? So he's
which
better.
Which one of the Backstreet Boys?
No, wait, let me finish. So he's better as a solo artist than an NSYNC. That's what you're saying. So therefore, you've just won my argument for me.
Okay.
So just JT's better without NSYNC.
But like, which one of the Backstreet Boys is gone?
We're not talking about solo. We're talking about the group. You're saying JT is better as a solo artist.
Yeah.
So what about NSYNC? The group.
They didn't have as many good hits as Backstreet
Thank
Boys.
Thank you so
fair,
much.
Okay, fair
Thank
enough.
Thank you.
You got me on that one.
Thanks.